Do you need a breakthrough? Huh? Life, you need a breakthrough. My scripture text this week comes out of John's Gospel. I could have used Acts chapter 2, which is the Pentecost scripture, basically talking about the birthday of the church. But in John's Gospel, verses 25 through 33, these are all red letter editions, which pretty much are attributed to Jesus. You know, Jesus had an awful lot to say while he was here on this earth, and we are grateful that the disciples realized that they need to write this down. And so we have, even though he's not here with us in the flesh, we have him here through the scriptures and through the gift of the Holy Spirit. John's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 25 through 33, New Living Translation. I being Jesus, have spoken on these matters in parables. But this time will come when this will not be necessary, and I will tell you plainly about the Father. Then you will ask in my name. I'm not saying I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you dearly because you love me and believe that I came from God. Yes, I came from the Father into this world, and I will leave the world and return to the Father. The disciples said, at last you are speaking plainly and not in parable. Now we understand that you know everything and don't need anyone to tell you anything. From this we believe that you came from God. And then Jesus said to them, do you finally believe? But the time is coming, in fact, it is already here, when you will be scattered, each one of you going your own way, leaving me alone. Yes, I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have told you all of this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Jesus' words.